Latency, like a latency. Oh, we're in you. Got a weary feeling. Yeah. Well, hopefully the music is okay. Guess you can. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. Just okay, so welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. I got my mic. I think it's okay. It's a little late because I was uploading something. Let's take it a little. It's like it pauses, then it just pauses, then like oh, what's going on? So I had a lot of time between then and start up this cast. Grab everything, coffee, leftover cappuccino, peanut butter jelly time. Yeah, I got some peanut butter jelly. Would you please pass jelly? Kids don't know that joke, that commercial. Too bad. And they watch it and say, we don't get it. It's like, yeah, that's why. You guys are young. We're old. It's an old joke. Excellent. Okay. Yeah, there's some weird latency issues. It's on and off. On and off. I don't know. Internet. Holidays. Spams. Well, I got a spam. I got a Studio Two Rocks Twitter account, which is this podcast is broadcasting. Latest show, right? Live goes to my old account, but the replay goes to Studio Two Rocks. I've been getting emails from the Twitter account from Dublin office, from Twitter International in Dublin. Dublin, Ireland. So yeah. Then it's just hot babes, Adam Curry, hot babes, Haggerty, hot babes. I'm like, what the? So I know Elon tweeted something about Did you fix the bots and stuff? In the US, yes. Fix the bots. But Twitter International? If Twitter is international, is part of Twitter main, that means you guys gotta go over there and fix that issue. I know they're gonna do it here, fix it, then slowly transition. But just let them know. Tweet it back. Say, yeah, just weird. Get this weird honeypot messages from your office in Dublin. Then I reply to myself. It's like getting the regular. Oh, I forgot what I said. What did I say? Let me go find my Twitter account for Studio 2 Rocks. Adam Curry, recovery mode. He got a tooth thing done. So. Get well soon, dude. Miss your voice. To listen to the repeat. Winnie Adam. Let me see. Wait a second. My profile, all of that tweet. Oh, partial fee. So I replied to my reply. So it's like partial fee rap with the Irish loss. I love Irish loss because they're hot. They're hot. Some of them. Well, like majority of them. And they got a good attitude too. Like one of my old friends, bartender. She's a barkeep. It was a barkeep. They don't say bartender. It's a barkeep owner. And now somebody like being mean to her or saying all sorts of weird stuff. No, she says, "Hey, happy days." It's basically middle finger to your face. Of course, the people who do not know that thing, they'll be like, oh, she said, happy days. Like, yup. There was a yup down here. Yup. Right? The same thing. It's the same language and that we know. Those of us are abnormal because the normies are normies, the abnormies know all that stuff. So yeah, a whole bunch of weird spams. I don't care. If they fix it, they don't. I know it's directly from Twitter. You can right click with Thunderbrew and check out all the codes, see if they're just, so it's a spam directly from Dublin they're sending out. I wonder if the same with what's happening in China, sending all that crap out. So I click off, then I say block. The best feature of everything, every social media, the whole world, is block. You don't like that person, what they're talking about, block. But if like, I want to know what they're up to, like, why did you block first, right? So my thing is talk is cheap. I was taught that a long time ago. Talk is cheap, including my talk, my podcast. Talk is cheap. I don't care. If you do something nefarious, block. Bye-bye. I don't need it. I don't need the drama. What do I need the drama for? Okay. So anything else? Nothing else. Well, no, Christmas is shopping. Got some cool stuff in Europe. So just, yeah. It's worse than, wait, you know it's worse than hello. So yay. I don't know. I was thinking, who was that comedian? Dave Chappelle did the little jail thing. Yay. Don't like no hater lore. No, he loves hater lore. Maybe he likes Elon. But then he has a question about Elon. Oh, hey, he looks a little bit like Chinese. So I tweeted back, of course. I don't know if I'm getting hit or not. I don't care. People like it, people don't. I say, hey, I don't mind. Hey, I don't mind being a. You know, I said, if Tesla can drive like the rest of the gang, I don't mind if Elon's partially. And I put a picture with a, I think it's a Tesla doing donuts. But hopefully, maybe I got it wrong. Yeah, if Tesla drifts, there's a Tesla drifting group out there. I'm like, yeah, dude, anything, any car, I can drift on the road, whoever makes it, like, thank you. Honing. It's okay. So what? It's Asian. It's like, hey, you got a little bit of that blood. Maybe look like you. Maybe we'll find out who you are. What I care about you. I did actually, I did a retouching of you. I was given an assignment. Did it. It was in my portfolio. Took it out because it just, I didn't feel like it was, or something didn't fit. So, whatever. The whole thing is just, mad. Crypto went up. Crypto went mad a little bit. So it's up. Right now it's in red, but it's up. So it's green to me. It's fine. I feel bad for people who I know sold their stuff. Like, it's on a low. So, anything else? I kind of saw something about TSMC and AMD and Apple. So, Apple is actively leaving China. I'm not taking a lot of hit. All this stuff. And it's like Apple hates Elon, but why did Tim invite Elon to the campus? What's going on? kick Twitter out. We're going to use ours, our system. We get more people. Now we get a competition between the two. Maybe. Maybe that's the idea. Make more money. Who knows? I'm not sure. So they're actively, I mean, Apple's had a lot, they got a lot of backlash for that, but you know, but then there's so many companies. So many companies in other countries, including China, pushing stuff. I get emails all the time. What? Indiegogo. Check out this new camera. It's made in China. It's simple in China. It's creative. Yeah, designed here, but who puts it together? Right, so it's hard to get out. If you spend like decades in there, like you gotta slowly transition. But because of that transition, all the stupid things that CCP did. Maybe it's not stupid from their point because they want to control everything. So, we know what happened. They got busted. Sort of the public now knows. We're outnumber them. It's right now small. It'll get big. Then the other country sees it. Ooh, here we go. That's it. Yeah, that's all it goes with that sound too. Sound effect. We're free. Yeah. Indiegogo, our top 10 finds. Some made in the US, and NAO, that's, well, the assembly plants in China. Blue Yeti, assembly plants in China, I think. What else? Fabulous, smart, clean, something. This thing called Dragonfly Hyper Scooter. What do we mean? Campaigns London, England. But is this symbol there? Hope so. It's very hard. So many parts are made there. They have the whole thing wrapped around everything. And when the decades go, the CCP is like, let's open it up. That was part of their plan. Let's open up China. It sucks everything in. We locked them down. They did that. Did it work? Get away from that. Now you've say like CCP, it's theirs, and the public rises up and they start democracy and stuff. You think that those plans will come back? They get contracts. Would the people from outside come in? Would there be new, some kind of new rules changing over there? Or will it stay the same? I don't think it will be cheap labor anymore. It will be a little bit more expensive. Because, hey, we don't like working at that price point. We want more. Right? Then all these companies have to go somewhere else. So I'm thinking the best way is you start a company, you have the plants, you have the factory floor, and your headquarters and the factory right next door. That's the way to go. And robots are coming up. So I say within like decades, like we don't need workers. Use robots. That would be great. Would it be great? Product sales. Then of course the other brands or other industry be like, hey, you know, we got workers that make bake cakes and stuff. We can use robots. It trickles down a little bit. Or we go that way. Where would we go? Where high tech stuff by robots. The rest is by human hand. Hard to say. If there's a hamburger machine, hamburger and pizza maker right now, then people say, tastes really good. I have to question that. Now there's robot barista. I know there's one. I'm saying, right? Like, when is it the handoff between human labor and robot labor? And when's the handoff that I need to go store it, buy this, buy supplies and stuff to something like Star Trek. We have replicators. It's like, yeah, I'm going to replicate this. What's the handoff point? And what kind of impact would it do to all of us, humans? And make robots AI, okay? Robots revolt. Cylons? Do we get Cylons? What happens? Or do we get to T-2000? You know? It's just so much stuff to consider. Repairable, recyclable coffee machines and sustainable standard for appliances. Interesting. Oh, there's you can take parts, this water pump, flow meter, thermal block. Can take each piece out. Recycle it, put a new one in. Then you got a new coffee thing. Interesting, sustainable. Unavoidable, we're going towards that. I know a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't know what the future. future is going, really. Are we going towards Star Trek type, Star Wars? Hopefully not Star Wars. We're going to start fighting each other with lightsabers. Like, no. I don't want that. No. No, no, no. No. The interesting thing with this. Recyclable stuff and the futuristic buildings that you cannot afford to live in. So we're gonna live in those little pods, like in Japan, sleeping pods. Is it gonna be like that, or is it gonna be something like what Elon bought, that little house that just you can put anywhere, just build yourself? No, within an hour, they got a house. That's your house. You can live anywhere you want. Is it gonna be like that? So if that's true, people will leave the cities. What's going to happen to the cities? They're going to crumble. Or is it going to change to everything? Like, everybody's going to live in the city. We're going to do what the deep Dubai, Egypt, whatever, that line. We live in the line. I love outside by that tree. No, no. You gotta stay in the line. Damn it. Stay in line. Or else it's gonna be like that. Dictatorship. I don't know. I think it's gonna be free. I think the future is gonna be when everything eases up a little bit, then new rules come in. And hopefully be the one that I can go anywhere to live and just plop this house. There. That's my house. That's my home. Then get tired of it. Let me pick the house up. Clean up the land, plant some trees. I'm gonna go live over there. Is it gonna be like that? I don't know. Hopefully, will be something easy. Because, the way we live right now, I mean, it's fine. It just needs some refinement. You know. That would be fine. It's like so much garbage and stuff. In the future, there's a way around it. Everything can be cleaned up within a month. I'll bet. Just, will the government do it? Because somebody's making money off this garbage. Will they do it? Because it's all about profiteering. If take that out, yes, equality, but then you don't get any innovation. So it just like what people always say, like slip and slide. Yeah, it's a slip and slide type of thing. There's a whole bunch of sales. I'm a WCC of that. Just look at it. Like, oh. Sounds like some kind of prong movie title. But anything else? Yeah, sorry for the boring stuff. I don't know how everybody feels, but the last like couple days, it's just been like, every morning I try to wake up, like, I don't feel like waking up. That kind of feel. But the past couple of days, it's been poof, poof, poof. Oh, my volume was low. Okay, I'm going to turn my volume back. I'm sorry about that. Halfway through podcast, I'm bored. I have nothing I want to say because there's nothing to say. Well, there's stuff to say, but just all the stuff's coming out anyway. Everybody's talking about the same thing, and all of us are regurgitating of the regurgitated news. Poses Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. I have to say, Amy Robach got nice, really nice legs. Like, she knows it. That way. She wears those shorts. Like, that's it for that. Okay. I still remember that interview. They replayed all that. It's like, an interview, I'm staying. I mean, I'm staying. Hold on. They told me not to run the news. And they still talk about the Idaho student thing. I don't know. And just still talking about making a miracle. But there's a whole bunch of other things. And just still making fun of Donald. It's the Tolstoy's. And just jeez. Bring the wires. Prong stars. Falling divorce. No, from outside point of view, when you see all this stuff, these people, all this news, people on their websites, where you go, get some drama, human drama. It would make me think, like, the whole world is... God, this world sucks. I feel depressed. What do you do? Don't look at it. If you don't have an open mind, don't look at it. internet we know is cloud. The internet, the network of the future will be different. Come together, Rift FTC, Stereo 4, Microsoft 16, MPO, and Vision Merger. I know a few people from Activision. We're gonna call them. Well, I gotta email them and see what's going on with them. Thank you. That's the question. Where did the billions go? Who gave you the billions? Where did you get it? Now, here's the thing. There's several trillion dollars around the world untaxed they can get from some financial places. This is what Dan calls slush fund. And the Republic call slush fund. And the independence. Or anybody just want a piece of the action. Slush fund. Untaxed. You don't need to tax. When you get it, you don't need tax. When you need tax, don't tax. Don't send anything. Be quiet. It's free money for you. Why? Because you're in on the game, man. Yeah. You're in. Got piece of action. I think that's where it came from. The 3 billion, the billions, whatever. I don't know. Then I thought about, I was like, no, it's probably some donations and people gave him money because they trust him and stuff. I think this whole thing will be covered by that money. Trillions. I mean, okay, this guy lost 10 billion. And do something for us and paid off. It's going to happen. Maybe. I don't know. It's one of those bonkers. Bonkers. Well, hello guys. Hey, you scroll my portfolio. Like, yeah, forget about it. You're not in the club. You're not with it. You're not in with the in crowd. You're just not hip enough. It's nuts, man. If you understand how the world worked for the past, I don't know, millennium, 100 years, 1,000 years, even before that, how everything worked throughout history. It just... Two sides of the road. Just that side. And you always look up to. And the other side is normal. So he has I'm reading this story and so it's like, I don't care. Hey, look, when it's over, it's over. And people put trust back in Bitcoin and they dumped the fiat. Good for me. That's all I care. I don't care about the rest of this thing. It's bound to happen. It always does. Anything else? I think that's it. That's the point. You want to get deep in it, and you're like, the president's like, they want that. They want you to go stage diving and be a circle jerk. That's what they want. These elites. You want to play their game? You'll go play their game. Well, if you want to have a conversation, use that as a conversation piece. You can go ahead and play the game. Else, I see it. Okay, I know where it is. There's no point. Just. I'd rather eat my peanut butter and jelly with some coffee and think about absolutely nothing. I'll be in peace. And I guess this is the end. So anyway, have a wonderful day. If you're tired, go take a nap. If you're tired in the workplace, close your eyes and breathe. Deep breathing. Slowly in, hold it. Let it out slowly, then hold it and do that. Couple times and just remember to breathe. No, don't hold it too long. And try to think of absolutely nothing. If somebody comes by and says, give me 5 minutes. Then you clear, your mind's clear, then you can move forward. You can scrap off all this nonsense off your head and focus on what you really want to do. And focus later. What are you going to do later? What are you going to do in the future? Where do you want to be? That's where you focus on. Screw all this. Dun, 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 dun. So that's it. Have a great day. And I'll be back on Wednesday.